considered the number one sugya of Hilchos Basar B'Chalos. It's called Chaticha Na'aseh Neveila, but it also encompasses within it many of the other halachas of Belia, of Yisurim, and therefore the logical place to start is the Mishnah Tzadi Vavim and Beis. Tzadi Vavim and Beis is the first part of the Mishnah, really. The Mishnah says as follows: Yerech shen is bashel bagir hanoshe, im yesh bavenos and tam arei basur. Goes to how you figure out, keitz mitzarnos, kibosor belefes. Rashi explains, kibosor belefes, roan keilu hayerech, lefosos vagid bosor, veilu hayonos and tam, kashir agid lefosos hayerech osor. The shiurin alochel moshe misinai. Ugimiri de Bahim Sharin and Afalpish, Ilu Hoya Kruv or Kaput, Hoya Tzor Poros or Yosef. Okay. Interesting detail which I was going to discuss a little bit later on Tzadi Zayin. Maybe we'll mention it briefly today. Okay. That's how the Mishnah begins in Tzadi Vav Mibis. Oma Shmua, Loshonu Elish and Isbashalbo, Avol Nitzlabo, Kolef Yocholach and Megiel Legit. Rashi Loshonu, Tchi Yesh Bonos and Tam Kolayerach Asura. We've learned about it a few times. That if something is submerged in water, so everything is diffused and spreads everywhere. Okay? Avol nitzla, imo, nitzmas besocho, venem efapea, viyote bebosa, kola viyocho, kolomer, choteich elyon veochalat shemagia legid. You already spent some time in previous discussions of Tato Agavar, and Tosa says, atcha magia legid, Lav dafka, you need kadei klipa, maybe in kadei netila. Tosis works on assumption that for tzli, you need kadei netila, and for melicha kadei klipa. Those details are not going to go into at this very moment. Fine. Frek de Gemara. Eini v'amrav huna gedish etzlo b'chalbo asalach alafil mirosh ozno. Rashi she'en sham chelev alma poshit isura b'kulei. You see over here that the chelev spreads throughout. And we're talking about slow! Slow! Tzli! We said before, tzli goes to kedei netila. Why is it asking the entire piece of meat? Shani chelev, tzadi zayinam and aleph, the mefah peya. Rashi, some kind of French word here, which I'm not sure what it means. What does it mean? Who knows French? Scholars are you? Okay. It spreads. Uvechelev asur v'omer abba b'achana v'duhud v'havu kamed rav yochanan b'knishta d'mon v'gdish etzlo b'chelbo v'osu v'shailu l'rav yochanan abba kolef yochal ad shemegiyah l'chelbo tu terutz. Ahu kocho shavu. Ah, fat. It's not a shvach of fat. It wasn't really so. It was a kochosh means skinny. I mean, how could fat be skinny? In America, it's fat and skinny are two opposites. But it means I'm kind of a, I guess technically speaking, it was some kind of bechela, but it was shvachamaisis. It wasn't really powerful and fatty to be able to spread. And Ravuna b'Rabbi Yudama kulya bechel b'havya v'sharya. Rashi, mishud the mafsik karma, the krum, membrane, separates from the fat out, it won't be able to spread. Akan. We just learned the Gemara with Rashi. That's as far as we're going for this moment. Any questions? Gemara Rashi is easy. When you get to Tosfos, everything becomes one sugya. All the Gemaras at the top, Tzadi Vav, Kuf, Kuf Ches, everything gets mixed in as soon as you open the Tosfos. Before you go in, the first line has everything in it. That's why I try to put everything, all the Makaras on, and we'll try to just go. I know it's impossible for the Talmidim to be able to appreciate everything on the first day. That's why I asked if some of the Talmidim had a chance to prepare over Shabbos to get a little bit into the sugya. But we're going to go slowly, and we'll just one step at a time get into the sukkah. So Tosfos begins. Im yesh begit benosan tam, harez was through. Lav begit l'chudei misharinon. You don't only measure, the yerech has to have 60 times the gid itself. Why? The b'chidei klipa shesvivav misayea legid lesa. The klipa surrounding the gid is counted as iser. It's 60 times the gid and its surrounding klipa. Why? The Mishah Shen Nimlach. What does Nimlach mean? Who said it was salted?
Huh? Otherwise, the
bishul
would ask.
Exactly. If you don't salt it, the holding check was at the dam. So presumably it was salted. Nesar kadei klipa. Samakla. Okay, so far, so good. So you have to take into account not only the what? The gid, but the klipa as well. Very nice. The klipa was made from regular meat. The gid is gid anosha. Not going into all the details right now. The whole discussion, yesh beginne benosin tam, ain beginne benosin tam, where the gid has a tam whatsoever. So this mission seems to be going, the yesh beginne benosin tam, which is, we don't pass in that way. That's a detail which I'm not going to go into it at great length. But it does come up in the following sense. The Gemara has over here on the Sadi Zion Amid Beis. Sadi Zion Amid Beis says that on top of Sadi Zion Amid Beis, Mor says, Min Bishen Omino de Hetero Bitama. You can taste it. Right, Bitama di Surbik Fela. You get a, you know, if it's Heter, you have a Jewish person taste it. If it's us, you have a Goyish person taste it. Or Mibimino, the Lekka, the Maker, Matama. It's two, both of the same taste. How can you, tasting extra won't help. Now, Mibimishen Amino, the Yisura, the Lekka Kvela, there's no Goy around, and you can't take a chance on Tedigo, maybe it's the Usur. Bishishim. Okay, Shishim. Everyone knows about the Bishishim. Everyone knows about the Bishishim. A famous concept. We all know it. Everyone knows this concept. Good. We more of the discussion over here. Where have you been here already? Maliach Kiroseach, Kovushka Mavushal, etc. What's this case in Misharin? Misharin, halfway down, side of the base. Rotiv of the Kippah, the Chatichas, the Kedera. Everything counts. More says over here. Botzel the Kaplut. Ooh. Kaput says Toisus call Yisurin Shabbatar Masharina Kibosa Bekaput Midlokatani Lonokat Kibosa Belefes Kikatani Bemastisin Kabe Gid Anoshe Mashma Dein Shurin Shavit the Gid Lo Yav Tama Kula Yahai. Even if you hold Yesh Binos and Tama, it's a very shracha taste. Huda Masharinen Kibosa Belefes Avo Shari Surin the Yavi Tama Tvei Misharinen with bots of the kaplut. Okay? Everyone with me so far? So if it's a greater taste, you need more heta to be mevatlet. So the mefarshim has kakasha. It's against his toisus. The toisus just got through saying you need shishim, not only connected the gid, but shishim connected the klipa. What's the connected klipa of the gid made from? Regular what? Meat. So how can the Mishnah say, Yerach shen is bashin and nosha, Yesh v'm nosin tam, Erez v'asur o'ketz and mishar, Bosa b'lefes, no, Bosa b'lefes is only the gid itself, but now you're combining the klipa of the meat, that should require a higher level. Bosa b'kaput, as the Gemara puts it on the next half. This kasha I saw being asked. So the answer is, we don't pass it this Gemara. Take a look at the end of the Tosis. Everywhere 60. So therefore, this whole bosel bekaplut is not lahalacha. So Tosfos is going lahalacha. Let me just give you my first comment, which is the mefarshim quote on this matter. Of course, this leads to yet another issue, Rabbi Osai. Again, we're going to get to this in much greater detail. But Neto, we're starting off the next man after think ahead. Simon Tzadiches, that's a famous sugya about Tam Kikar. That's the as big as Chanan is. That's our biggest sugya for this man. The biggest sugya starts off the next man is called Tam Kikar. The two are potentially somewhat related. Yes, sir.
When we say that, Tosfos Pshat that you have to count the klipa also. It's just the klipa become part of the gid, or is it just...
It is usur, and if you need 60 times, the gid and 60 times the klipa as well.
No, I was thinking, does it become part of it, or is it just like a separate entity that's
possible? Oh, very good. That's exactly the point. So the Mefarshim discussed this issue directly. The Chavas Das, the very end of Siman Tzadiches, when he gives some comic attractions. He says, look, you need 60 times the gid and the k'tei klipa. So the question is as follows. 60 times kamsi mevat all the time, right? 60 times, it's logic. It's not just coming from Sina. It's logic, right? But the question is, but the gid and the basar have two different tastes. Why do I need 60 times their combined volume? That's the kasha, which is the shaila, which the Chavas Das discusses. Tzadi Ches, Endes of Kotten Ches, the very end of that very important siman. The answer is, he says, that the nature of the Isur of Kedei Klipa of the Gid is an Isur Gid. And if even though, Rabosai, it's made from meat and not from Gid, nonetheless, we combine them together and require 60 times the volume of both the Gid itself as well as its Kedei Klipa. Yeah, this is just some comic attractions to the Chos Tarubs. Good. Now, Rabosai, we come to the main point of today's Shia. Right away. Ulepirish Rabbeinu Ephraim Shemefarish the lo arminon chatichan atmanas as nevela ala bebasa becholov osi shapir. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, this point is not a problem. You would not say you require 60 times the kedei klipa, because even though the kedei klipa becomes in fact prohibited, nonetheless, you do not require 60 times its volume. If you require 60 times its volume, we would call that chaticha atvanasa nevela. You need 60 times the whatever it received initial time from the nevela, because it became itself nevela, here the gid, to be mevat, to make the mata the entire tavsh. We don't say that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Let's chazer again. The expression of chaticha atvanasa nevela has its origins in basar b'cholov. When you have meat and milk together, combined, we don't say that each one is a davar hamutter, which has within it an asurin taste. No. Once they come together, the entire piece is one big piece of isur. I repeat, one big piece of isur. Third time. One big piece of isur. Just mamash and isur together. It's all one isur. That's called nasa nevel. Let's say I have potatoes. The potatoes get cooked together with tray for meat, and the potatoes taste like the tray for meat, because it's not enough to move out of them. Good. Now, I throw in a whole ton of water, and the water is certainly 60 times the meat, for sure, but it's not 60 times the potatoes. So is that water, that soup, is it also a mutter? I mean, a fry says it's mutter, because the original taste, which was just meat, this water is much more than 60 times its volume. So therefore, it's no problem. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's his protagonist who disagrees, famous Rabbeinu Tam, Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim, it's 60 times the potatoes also. Here too, the same thing. You're assuming the klipa became prohibited, because it's so close, it was salted, with the Geranasha. Fine. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, yes, you know, it's 60 times the gid itself. Don't need 60 times the kedei klipa. So therefore, the fact that the klipa became prohibited is a non-issue. So therefore, it says osi shapir. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that the kedei klipa became the nevela because of the salting process. Now we're going to say, Rabbosai, that the entire kedei klipa became one big shtickle nevela, and you need 60 times the sum total of both the gid and its kedei klipa to be matter the whole enterprise. Everyone with me so far? This is just basic facts. If you have a question, don't be embarrassed to raise your hand. These are new concepts. I don't expect anyone to catch it right away. But these are going to be repeating themselves so many times over and over and over. If you didn't get it now, you'll get it the next time around. But just please feel free to raise your hand at any point. So now comes, again, today's shiur. Mashma ktsas. You notice a very rare phenomenon in Tosfos, a period. We don't have a period in Tosfos. No punctuation in Tosfos. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just practically, when we say something's buzzed b'shishim, does that mean there's shishim of the isser and one, or shishim of the heter and one of the isser, or there's 59.
59 to 1. Vatal bishish. Have you ever heard of a period in the middle of Tosfos? Unheard of, no? I think Tosfos, they're trying to tell you that the whole new thing starts. It's misleading. There's a two lines at the end of Tosfos. And all of a sudden Tosfos starts going off on a new discussion. So in the order, I guess some print that Rachmanis on us, although, you know, if you had even more Rachmanis, it would punctuate the entire Tosfos. That would be sacrilege. But for some reason here, they made an exception at Rachmanis on us to tell us there's a whole new thing starting in the middle of a Tosfos. You shouldn't think some kind of a continuation between one line and the other. As a matter of fact, if you look over here in the Maharam, Osi Shapir, who saw for Inyan, Bachakach Masl Inyan Bifneyatmo, Mash Maktas. A whole new thing, no connection whatsoever between what came before and what comes after. And in order to tell us this, this is what the Maharam's point. Some print that was nice enough to put in a period. So we should realize it's a whole totally different point of nothing to do with what came before. But the Maharam does us a favor. Fine. Good. That's what it says. At the bottom it says over here, Tosa Rush says it even more explicitly. It's a new Indian, new paragraph. Fine. Mashma Ktas. Dien Harote Misayea L'Shar Chatichas. Listen carefully. The different prints over here. If you look at the new Gemara, it makes it helpful. Velo shachatichas. It's a better gears. And it wrote the Messiah. Velo shachatichas. Im yesh behem levatal hagid. El hayerech levadal. Midalo ka'omar. Im yesh bo uverote uvenosin tam. You get an impression in the Mishnah. Yerech shen is balshav bogid anoshe. Im yesh bo uvenosin tam. Bo means, or something, bo. The Yerech itself, and that's it. Nothing else. We don't take into account the other contents of the pot. That's what it says. That's what it says. Of course, the question is why? Why? Why not? Why not? I'm asking you, why not? Why not? Both of the everything should be diffused throughout, so the Yerech should be diffused. Excuse me, the git should be diffused within the Yerech and the Rotev and other Chatichas. Well, why not? Yes?
Could you say that the Rotev you can't really tell by everything else? If it's a piece of meat, it looks different than everything else, but Rotev, I mean, sauce, it all mixed together, you can't really separate between anything.
We're not required to separate. All we have to need, all we need is 60 times the volume of the git, maybe the klipa, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, in the full volume of the pot until the waterline. Has anyone ever peeked into a pot in the kitchen in his life? See what goes on over there? Maybe we stay far away from the kitchen. It's very safe. There's a pot up there with the water. There's meat, and there's potatoes, and there's carrots, and there's all kinds of things. Yeah?
In the case of the Ginnanusha, is the git inside of the... Well, the git is inside of the meat, so it doesn't come in direct contact with the rotev, does it?
Good question. Good question. The water is surrounding everything. We assume that when there is a diffusion of taste throughout, as long as it's everything submerged under the water, it's all one big unit. It's all one big thing. That's what we assume. So it tosses the question, so why shouldn't it count? Why shouldn't it count? Let's turn to the Haggos Asher about science, see what he says. Simen Chav Dalet, seventh parak. Since I go Sashri as follows. It's page Kuf Mem Zayin in my print, which I'm most of you have. Umi dekaoma yesh bo benosin ta mashma shem yesh bo biyerech atzma benosin ta. In fact, I go Sashri afal pisha mayim shem bizbash lo behem hoyu bevat nesines ta. This is more than 60. I feel the Achri Oster Ayerich. Why? He gives away a little bit of the hint. V'chein Hadin B'Koved Hadavuka B'Chaticha. You have a liver, and the liver is trafe, has too much blood in it, you didn't roast it properly. And it's Davuka. What does Davuka mean? Where's the first time the word Davuka is found in the Davak B'Ishto? Right? Right? The word Dovek is found many times in the Tanakh. It means adhered, right? Right? Not enough. Sarach shishim b'kol achaticha. Avalam ein akoved dovek b'chaticha. Tumah d'tipas cholov. Ein sarach shishim el keneged ha'isur. Stop right here. This seems to be the source for a very famous term in Yoredeya called Isur Dovuk. I'm sure most of you never heard of that phrase before. I'm not blaming you. Isur Dovuk. Could be Rav Yosef Karo never heard of it either. We'll get to that later. But for our Sephardi friends, it could be you don't have to worry about Isur Dovuk. But that goes also to Ashkenazi, the Ramos in Ashkenazi. There's a big concept called Isur Dovuk. And Isur Dovuk, Rabbi Osai, creates a problem. Why does it create a problem? There's a big dispute why it creates a problem. The simple shot over here is that the taste of the original Isser is not diffused uniformly throughout the entire pot. First, it gets into the Isser, into the what's called the Dovuk, the Chelek HaDovuk. It gets right in. And that Chelek HaDovuk becomes prohibited independently. And then, Rabbi Osai, if you have Holy Rabbi Natam, the Chaticha Nasa Nevela, guess what? You have to worry not only about the, help me out, the Isser itself, but also about the Dovuk. Because the part that's Dovuk became prohibited, because Avi didn't have 60 times the original piece. And now, you need 60 times the original prohibition, as well as the Chelek HaDovuk bow. Because it received taste, a jolt of taste on the first level before it was able to diffuse throughout the entire pot. That's Pashup Shah, what's happening over here. You wanted to know. Right. Why do you need 60 times in the Yerech? Why don't you count the soup? The Teretz is, the Pshuto, the Yerech is Dovuk. And therefore the taste goes into the Yerech and the Yerech exclusively. And for this reason, it's a problem. This is the Pashup Shah in the words of the Hagos Ashri. However, the Taz has a totally different understanding for this Chumra of Dovuk. And I'd like you to open up the Shulchan Aruch and see the Taz. We're now, Rabbi Osei, fundamentally in Siman Tzadi Beis, where I put some Makoros from other Simonim because, as I said before, it's sort of indivisible. It's going to be very difficult to tease out certain parts of Hilchos Taruvos from Hilchos Basar B'Cholov. Hence the sources, especially Kufei and Kuvav. Part of Kufay, all of Kuvav related to Tzadi Beis directly. But we'll try to do what we can to limit those references. But over here, Rabbi Osei, in Siman Tzadi Beis is where the major sugya of our major focus of our sugya Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Tzadi Beis. Let's show you a brief excerpt. This is a Ramah and Siman Tzadi Beis are both say Sif Dalet. Let's start the Shulchan Aruch. Let's get some comic attractions. Siman Tzadi Beis are both say Sif Dalet. Says the Holy Shulchan Aruch. Lo Osru Hachat Lo Amru Chaticha Nasis Atma Nasis Nevela El Bebasa Becholov Avol Lo Bishari Surin. Who is the author of this opinion, Rabbi Osei? Who? Rabbeinu Ephraim. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Still on the side of the Baragola, Osir Aleph, Rabbeinu Hashem, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, very nice. Very nice. Paskin Rabbeinu Ephraim. Come, Chazayas, here's so tricky. Why did they pick up all the examples of Machalos Asuras? What did they pick? Chalef. Why is this so frustrating? Because he asked the average guy who reads it as Chalef. My Shulchan Aruch gives us, assumes no intelligence and puts a dot. Do you have it in yours?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we were all on the same level. Okay. Chazayas Chalef. When I grew up, there were no dots. We had to figure out every time, is it Chalef, is it Cholef? You have no dots. Yeah, classicist. Yeah. We got the hard way. Chazayas Chalef. Shenivle b'chaticha. V'ein b'shishim levatlo. V'nesra. v'chakach bishlo im acheros, ein tzorach el shishim kedei kezayis chelif. V'yoz, this is the next amazing step, afilu chaticha atzma chozeres dios muteres. Whoa. Not only do we don't say chaticha nasan avela b'shari surim, but even matir, the original chaticha which had in it, I don't know, 10% was chelif at one point in time. Then it was spread out among another 10 times as many chatichas. Now it's only 1% chelif. So everything in the, is permissible. Even that original piece that now contains 1% chelif, used to contain 10% chelif, is permissible. 1% is less than about the shishin. Says the Taz, Sifkot Yud, Nira the cause of Kain Lefimash, the cause of Atur, that's a phrase which is found in the Gemara. We'll get to it later. Not kufches kuftes. Efshel esochto osur. In this context, it's probably a borrowed phrase. That means that the original piece is not prohibited in shari surit, right? Memela efshel esochto muter v'chatich atz muteres. Ayin lekamon simel kuvav sifal kosam hepech rizeh v'hu emes. Taz is a steer between Tzadi Beis and Kuvav. Tzadi Beis is wrong, Kuvav is right. That even though the rest of it is Mutar Kol Darbein Ephraim, but the original piece which once had 10%, now is 1%, remains prohibited. I'm wondering why. Why should it be prohibited? It's now down to 1%. That's an excellent question. Is it a Darais? Is it a Darabonon? Not for this moment. But that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes in Kuvav. Seems to contradict himself in Tzadi Beis. How do you reconcile the Shulchan Aruch? We'll try to get to that later. The Taz is no reconciliation. It's a steer. Fine. Ramah. V'yesh omrin. V'yesh omrin. This is world famous. Darmina v'chol yisurim chaticha nasas nevela. V'chen aminik poshut. V'ein l'shanos. Okay? This is the famous Shita Rabbein Atam. Chaticha nasas nevela. Yes, the Taz Yud Aleph says, Zelma Drabbanon. Smith Adin Drabbanon over here. Why is it Adin Drabbanon? Presumably, they will go there Otu Basa B'Cholav. Simple level. Basa B'Cholav. The Shach goes further and says, quote the Ogol Yim Marai, to become a com, Lechule Alma, Eino Ella Medrabbanon. It's always a dangerous statement, Lechule Alma. All you need is one person to disprove you, Rabbosa. L'chulei Alma. There's how many billion people in the world right now? How many? 7 billion. One person disagrees, it's not L'chulei Alma anymore. All right, true. In the time of the Shach and the Marai, there weren't 7 billion people in the world, but there was a few billion. So what do you mean? How can they say L'chulei Alma? We'll see later. Someone disagrees. Fine. So it's a quote, it's a Dr. Moshe, what the Ran says, all this is true. The Mishar, as soon as the Rabbanim. Fine. Hey, Vesid, the Simon Chof Beis. Says Kunya, Simon Chav Beis. Is that a typo? Chav Beis? We're learning Tzadi Beis. No, it's not a typo. You look it up. It's in Simon Chav Beis. Or some of these matters come up. We'll discuss it. We're not looking at Simon Chav Beis right now, but it does come up. Okay, fine. Tarmina b'chol yisurim chaticha nas nevela. V'chein aminik poshet v'ein l'shanos, the Rambam says. Oh, but now what? V'davka im ha'iser davuk b'chatichas heter. Stop right there. Iser davuk. You want to have a case where there's no immediate diffusion. If there's immediate diffusion, then there's no chaticha nasa nevela. It all gets spread out immediately within 60 parts. So the first example where it's not is iser davuk. This is what we just saw, the way we understood that gosa sheep shot in our sugya, in our tosfos. Fine, Easter davuk, a whole new yisod. The question, of course, becomes, where does this come from? If you look at the gra, everything comes back to our sugya. Look at the gra, where did this come from? Where? He says, look, it's found already earlier in Ayin Gimel Chavav in the gra. But the Yerach Shin is Bashal, Chulin Tzadivav, Ayin Shav. Hey! It all starts here. Issa Davak has its origin, our Tosis. The Gra says it right over here. In Simon Sadi Beis, if caught in your test, the Gra makes reference to our Gemara, our Tosis. Okay. If you want to look, some of you have the green. Who has the green? Most of you have the green Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. The Gra says to look. Well, look. I brought my green just in case. I guess we'll use the green. My black Shulchan Aruch only starts at Pezayin. But my green starts at Samach Tes. Let's take a look for a second in the Gra, Simen, Ayin, Gimel, Sivkot, and Chava. See what it says. And most of you have it. If you don't, look at one of your green friends. We all believe in green. The green only means the environmentalists. We are green. Yeah. Come on. Look together. The Gra, Ayin, Gimel, Sivkot, and Chava. It's found over here in the Ramah Siv Vav. What happened in Siv Vav? Nimsa Kove Be'ov Tzli Mutter and Mavushal Tzavach Shishim Kenegad HaKoved. My tale of woe. Tell you my story? Can I tell you my story? First guest at my house when I was married? I thought, that's exactly this in the Shulchan Aruch. My wife cooked the chicken and there was a liver inside. Nebuch, you need 60 Kenegad HaKoved. I wasn't able to reach a conclusion that the entire pot, which had in it chicken and had in it rice and had in it water, I wasn't sure if it was 60 times the diameter of the lever. I didn't know how to measure these things. You know, Archimedes' principle, it's not so push to measure. You threw the whole thing out. I don't know. I once got a shout on Erev Shabbos from a poor person in my community, and I started trying to measure with him. You know, for me, you threw it out, but for someone else, you can't be such a kanaka. But maybe there might be 60 times in the liver, it's not so big, you know. Started counting. Please take the liver out. Take a small cup and a big cup, Archimedes' principle, and then the displacement of water. And how many fluid ounces is the liver? And then how many, you know, most of these pots have on it markings. You know, 2 quarts, 3 quarts, you know. We're trying to make a cheshbon, it's about the precision. 60 is a big number, you'll find that. Not so easy to be about something in 60. Yeah, but until you start measuring, it's not so posh. I forgot what happened in that case. This was a Talmud Chacham. A really poor person who couldn't afford. He called me on a Friday, but then it's, you know, Erev Shabbos is in the night, and I forgot what the outcome was already. Anyway, we were measuring at that time. Right. Okay. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, Ein lecha of shushishim negad hakovek shishlem. Can't happen. Yeah, but in our case, it wasn't just the bird itself. It was the bird and the water and the rice. For lechein. Imakovet Shlema Udvuka Beof Nase Haof Chatichas Nevela Ubinan Shishi Mishadvaram Bekadera Negat Kolof. So it wouldn't help? And it's 60 times the whole bird. But that was not my case. Why was it not my case? Because in my case, it's with the Empire chickens of years ago. They took the liver out, put in a plastic bag, and threw the plastic bag right back into the cavity. There wasn't though. So it would have been enough. I first thought maybe nothing gets out of the bag. That was not true. Found it very quickly that the thing did get out of the bag when you cooked it. But it wasn't dovuk, in my case. Says the Bir Agra, he gives away the whole new reason why the Machwa is a dovuk. Not the reason we said until now. What does he say? The Chayshinon Shema Pamachas Hoysa Kula Chutz Lerote Oh Ha Isur Nishal Levada Bekadeira. Who said so? Dake Moshe Simen Tzadi Beis Sivkot Aleph B'Shem Isur Vehete V'Zeh Shekotzev B'Perek Yid Anoshe Yerach Shen Isbashel Im Yesh Bo Dafka Bo V'Yein Mitztarev Dover Achimot Shari Dura. I guess he's referring to That it all comes from our Tosis. It's based on Issur Davuk. Okay, Issur Davuk. Fine. But again, a totally different reason. Those of us who have only Hilchos Basar B'Cholov can see this reason in bigger print in the Taz, Sivkot, and Yud Beis. What does it say? Be'isav het aruch mefarash tam b'shem esmak me'acha she davuk b'zeh ha'isur v'chein tole b'gufo chein dog tor she nitzah b'meyav v'yacha she nitzbashel sheretz o dog tomei. Okay, O shema pamachas al tziyur o sachas chutz l'kdera v'nasis nevela u'mishach zira l'hut yor v'osteres ha'shar ha'shish v'negda ad kal nashano. Not the lumdus we had before of the fact that Yisra Davuk is gives an initial shot of diffusion into the Davuk. That's nasa nevela and you need 60 times the whole thing. No, it's only much more balabatasha reason. What's the balabatasha reason? Come on, Rabosai. You're not watching with a video camera all the time. At one point in time, the Issa, with its Davuk Shabo, is going to rise up above the water, and the water will not have 60 times the battle it. It's all going to become us, and then it's going to go back into the water and ask for everything. Simple. It's about much more Balabatasha possibility that the Taz is worried about, not the Lumdasha possibility that we spoke about. Fine. Nafkamina, Rabosai. Nafkamina. Nafkamina. Look what it says. Skipping a few lines on the Taz. V'ha'ayinu dafka v'isa d'oraisa. K'mo shechilakti simenayin bey, siv gimel, siv katon, yud. I guess we should look back at those of us who have it. Let's look what it says. Simenayin bey, siv gimel, the taz, siv katon, yud. We understand very well why. I haven't looked it up. Segad rabbanan l'kula. You worry about the possibility that the Easter with the Davuk Shabo floated above the waterline. Nu. It floated above the waterline. So, big deal. By the way, I misspoke. The Taz didn't say it floated above the waterline. That's what the Poskim say. What did he say? Shema pa'amachas otziu mitrosachas chutz l'wat. But that's all right. The Taz, simen sadi beiz, yud beiz. We just read it. What's the next word after the word chutz? Guys, you're falling down in the job. What? Kedera. Oh, completely out of the pot. Didn't say out of the water. We'll see soon what that may be relevant. Let's take a look at Simon Ayin Beis, or both sides, those of us who have the green book. Ayin Beis, Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. So here it is as follows. Ein Op Shaloyia Bo Shishim. Keneged libo, smaller than the kave. Who mutter afilu davuk biof? It's mutter. The mechaber seems to deny isu davuk. He goes out of his way, right? You don't say it's nasa nevela. He denies davuk on a simple level. He's denying davuk. Okay, that's what it says. Fine. Says the Ramah, not surprisingly, v'im ein shol v'lekav oshishim k'neged alev hadavuk ba'of. Okay, so the yesh omrim dechaticha nasa nevela u'bin en shishim b'kedera neged kol of v'chein noagin. Whoa. This is what we call Iser Davuk. Iser Davuk, Rabosai. Take a look at the Taz Yud. The Das HaMordechai, and maybe the Dake Moshe, the Sfile, but call Iser Davuk the Nasa Nevela, as we learned in Simon Tzadi Beis. Avabatur Kosov, Shem Yesh Omrim, the Chashin and Shema also Chaticha Levada, Nishara Barote, Vinesra, Vachosov, Oseras, Acheres, Lonehira, the Lama Nochash Lazeh. What are you worried about? What are you worried about? It's an outside chance. Vatur l'tamei. The pasuk with Simon Tzadi Beis. Lo amina chaticha asven asen nevela v'bosa b'chov. El adekan tam yeshom l'esor. The shema chaticha netzra. V'osra acheres. V'lo hoya shem shishim. V'docha artur is it. Amai nachzik reyus haloma kein. Fine. Why? Dam shibishu enem adrabonon. Habis sveik adrabonon. Sveged Rabbanon is the kula. So writes the Taz. Good. This is the Taz's reason. So the Taz again is learning, Rabosai, that the problem over here is not an initial infusion of taste, which then could be followed up by chiticha nasa nevela. No, a different verb. The problem is that this particular piece is going to go up in the air, out of the pot, with only another piece with it. Not 60 times its volume. Other pieces are going to become prohibited. That's the issue we're worried about. some other piece is going to prohibit it. And even if you will not ask everything else, that piece may be prohibited. So we be choshed that maybe it happened. So the other, the Torah says, what are you worried about? It's such a rare, such a small chance it happened. And that's what the original prohibition, which is found over here in the Torah, goes back to the Smak. Smak predates the Torah, as we well know. Okay, that's what the two separate reasons are both in Chazar again. Pisa Davak are both side focused. One is what I told you earlier from that Pashup Shana Goss Ashri, that if the initial taste is given in a very intense and concentrated form into the Davuk part, and that Davuk part will then subsequently, if you hold Chanan B'Shari Surim, Aser everything. That's one reason. A second reason is no, you're afraid that the Davuk will be pulled out somehow of the pot with the Yisr Shabo, be a one on one, the Davuk will become prohibited. Okay. So that will only worry about it by the Raisis, take the Raisis al-Khumra. But the Rabbanans, apparently getting the impression of the Taz over here, both in Ayin Beis and Sadi Beis, we're not worried about it. We're not worried about it. Fine. Now, why did the Shach say that, excuse me, the Taz, it went out of the whole Kedera? Take a look on the tour, which is again quoted over here in the Taz Ayin Beis Yud. Chayshinan Shema Osach Aticha Levada Nishra Barotev Venesra. Only that was left. And others talk about it coming out of the Rotev. Well, is that enough? Or must it come out of the entire pot? Now, folks, what would you say? I misspoke. That it came out of above the waterline. Why not? Because above the waterline should be enough to create already a problem. Why is the Aliyah going to come up above the pot and take it out of the pot completely? That what it means so far? I'm asking Akasha. Why did Taz say, what about out of the pot, in Tzadi Beis Yud Beis, Hotsiur Asaras Chutzak Deira, so now if you just took it above the waterline, what's above the waterline? So then the same problem will exist. This depends upon what we're about to learn right now. Before the end of the Shia, if you can remind me to try to answer this question. Yeah, it's a little premature because we have to get a number of facts straight. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, if you assume the pshat that it has to come directly, Isadavuk, into it, not afraid it's going to come out of the water, out of the pot. The first pshat we gave, perhaps we require a higher level of dibuk. I don't mean the dibuk. I mean dibuk. I mean adhesion. Take a look, if you will, Rabbi Osai, here at the Chavis Das, in our Simon Tzadi Beis. Let's take a look. Simon Tzadi Beis of Kotten Ches, in the Birum of the Chavis Das. Let's see what he says. says the Chavis Das of Kotten Ches, quotes the Taz. Benira, dafka shu dovek betolada, does nechshav akol lechaticha achas ubemaheres levloa. He's given the first pshat we gave, the Hagos Hashri, only if it's organically connected. Abu mamakam sheyef shel rota levavim machas inyan acher, hakol mitzdaras v'shishim. Lo gorav enough for Yisrael lechaticha shem mitzas achutz rota, as bevadei rota vena magia some of Yisrael afilochi hakol mitzdar v'shari surin, and the Taz says in your dalit. Okay. Another example. So the Chavis Das insists, according to this lumdus, the first lumdus we gave, as an initial bliya in the Davuk section, has to be Davuk be Tolada. Rabosa, on a simple level, according to the Taz, that's not true. According to the Taz, why must it be Davuk be Tolada? It's a matter of it going outside the water, outside the pot. You shouldn't need Davuk be Tolada. So that, to sum up, Rabosa, the Pasuk had two reasons for Yisadavuk. One, a greater concentration of Bliya in the Davuk section. Two, maybe the Easter and the Davuk went out of the pot at one point and one absorbed from the other. The coolest and chumras on both sides. If you're worried about the it going above the out of the pot, Only have to worry about it in the Doraisa. Alright, fake a Doraisa l'chum. But if it's the Isa the Rabbanon, you don't have to worry. We saw that in the Taz Beferish. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, on the other hand, although it is cooler by the Rabbanons, there's also a Chumrah. Because if that's the Pshat, you would not presumably require Dovik B'Tolada. Who cares Tolada, not Tolada? They're going to come up together above the water or out of the pot. It's going to be a problem. But according to the first Pshat we gave, has to give a jolt of taste into the Dovik section. The Chavos Das limits it to a case of Dovik B'Tolada, an organic connection. Fine? Not only that, if it's organically connected, we pass in the halacha that even if there's a little bit of a krum, the krum is not going to succeed in preventing the taste from going through. Take a look at what I'm saying in the shach for a minute. Simen kuf hei. Kuf hei, sivkotten chof hei. Let's give you some comic attraction, but just to get through to our own sugi. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen kuf hei sivches. Kulya shitzlo bechalovo bechelbo eino osa lekadeklipa shakrum mafsik. Krum is the membrane. Stops the chela from going through. V'yesh osrim v'cheinoigim v'en l'shanos v'dino kishar chela shenitzlan bosa. The krum won't help. V'im nisbash el kach hakulya, if it was cooked that way, Hakulya nasis nevela, because the kulya contains within it fat. Says the shachafe, mashma filu lo nimlach o nitzla tchila, mikomakom have isu dovuk, v'tzorak shishin negat kol hakulya, v'lo amrina da krum mafsik, dinin she'ena memayal of lo atfei mishachatichas, v'chikos of ma'ar abiksavav. Okay, a chiddush, the krum is not mafsik. Not mafsik. What about my tale of woe with my liver? It wasn't just a krum, it was a plastic bag. Maybe that would be a mafsik. What about the other reason for Issa Davuk? Maybe it came out of the water just sort of by itself. That might be a significant problem. Because it's very possible that the liver, which was in the cavity of the chicken, that the cavity of the chicken, including that liver, would come up out of the water. And would no longer be influenced by the remainder of the water and the rice and the other part of the chicken, and could create potentially a problem. Come back to my tale of woe. Well, so when I say tale of woe, what do I mean? Keep in mind that story. Okay? Having the liver, unbeknownst to us, in the middle of the cavity of the chicken, in a plastic bag. Fine, on both sides. Fine. Fine. Good. I have to tell you, and this is found in the Prima Gadim, back in Simen Chav Beis. I don't have that with me. Simen Chav Beis. In Simen Chav Beis is a discussion, well, then maybe the krum really would prevent the item from getting through. If you look at the Yad Avraham right over here, in Simen Kuf Hei Sivches on the Ramah, he quotes an opinion which disagrees. He says there is an opinion which maintains, again, not going into the details of it right now because it's not our Indian. The fourth line, the belavachi kama das kama poskin da krum mafsik. So the krum is mafsik, and the shach in a similar case of defanos veridim, you have the veridim which are the veins which have a large amount of blood. So some poskim say that the walls of those veins are mafsik. You wouldn't say things spread out too much beyond them. That's a shach and chav beis of kot and ches. The Prima Gadim there takes pains to note there are both sides. We've been discussing about two inyanim over here. One is Avedo Ephraim Rabbeinu Tam, with the Chaticha Nas and the Veil of Bishari Surim. And number two, the existence or non-existence of Issa Davuk. The Mechaber said it doesn't exist, Rabbeinu said it does exist, Tos says it does exist. There are two different reasons, that Gos Oshri's reason and the Taz's reason, which is from the Smak, the Tur. Fine. But they're two separable issues, right, the Prima Gadim. You could say Issa Davuk, and that piece surrounding the Issa became Usser, but it will not affect the remainder of the meat. You will not require 60 times that Issa, that Chelek HaDavuk Shabbat. That's one possible opinion. And you can say the other way around as well. Isa Davik Abosai does not exist. No such concept. Therefore, don't have to worry about Chadicha Nasi from Bishar Yisur. So these are two separable issues as the Prima Gadim points. Fine, Abosai. Fine. Now, how far does Davik go? One final clue about Davik going, and then we're going to go back to the, I guess, which is the main topic for today's Shia, which I haven't gotten to yet. And that is, what about Davik when it comes to a Tzli issue, not a Bishal issue? Take a look on the Shach, Simen Tzadi Vav, and both sides have cotton tests. I guess these are all later in your Maram HaKom, I'm just showing it to you now. When you get to it later, you'll remember that we had seen it once in Shia. Tzadi Vav, Sivkot and Tess. What's the case? A person took a knife and cut something which is sharp. We'll call it a radish. We don't. Okay? Our radish is very sharp. I don't eat them. We usually give onions as the main example of a davar charav. Everyone cuts onions, right? I both said, oh, onions are sharp. Okay, so you cut an onion, they have a radish. Okay, fine. So the Ramah says, in chatoch on dak, tzorech l'shar shishim, can I call that snow? The entire onion became treif, because you're cutting it, dicing it in small pieces, and every piece is within the kadei netila of the knife. Okay? Shach test, the chaticha ve chaticha, nesra kadei netila. Okay, that's fine. Oh, what about chaticha nasa nevela? So chaticha nasa nevela, says the Shach, nididan de kaimel chaticha nasa nevela b'kol yisurim, Rambo. Im ken kol chaticha ve chaticha, nasa nevela kadei netila. So therefore, if you cut it in small pieces, you need an entire 60 times the entire onion. 60 times the entire onion. Now I'll go further than that. Quotes the Maram Lublin, Chuvasadi base, it's halfway down to Kodes. The Afal Gav the Metchila lo Nasa Nevela Raka Netila. So Kedei Netila became Nasa Nevela. Become Gom Miyach and also Betavshal Nasa Kolat Snow Nevela. Everything's a Nevela. Davi Osa Netila Isur Dovuk Im Eim Bet Snow Nasa Shishim Negarav An Netila. He applies Dovuk to a case of Kedei Netila. It's Dovuk to a Kedei Netila's worth. Says the Shach, ain't enough. Gam zeino. The keva dena netila asur mitzad atzma, not independently. The gameino isur nika muvdal, it's not separable. The gameino neser akadei netila in the first place. Lo shayach lemeima be isur davuk. Look at that. Not the same, but lo dami li isur kol isur davuk, ayin beis, tzadi beis, kamaduchti. That's it. You don't say any isur davuk in this kind of a case. We don't say Sadavuk. You don't say it. He quotes over here, you don't say Chaticha Nas and the Veil of Akshav Chaticha Almedes Bifnei Atzma. Avalo Vachatzi Chaticha Vachai Gavna. Even the Poskim say that you do say Chanan by Chatzi Chaticha, but you don't say Sadavuk. Truth is, we're not exactly sure why. All the reasons are not so clear to us. Kivegir says over here, Ulam Kosher. Afim nidon k'chatzi chaticha lo nasa nevela, okay. Mikol makom habela isur shebetocha netili dvuka b'chaticha umispashe techila b'osa chaticha kula v'nasa nevela. And he said, "Headless against this shall like the Marami Lublin." B'kitzer, I'm just giving you some comic attraction. We'll get back to this later, but this is an important idea. Do we say dovuk by kedei netila or not? The Shach says no. And the Rabbi Kivega says yes. It's a big machlokas of those who came before as well. So now I'm going to say, I have just a little more over half an hour to discuss the main point of today's shiur. I know it sounds funny, it's been almost an hour, but the main point is coming now. This is a world famous dispute between Rashi and the Ri. And the Rashi and the Ri are fighting. The Ri is explicit, Rashi is implicit. And they're fighting about the following situation. Rav Osai, we're talking about a case. Let's go back to the Sugya and the Tzadi test. Back to the Sugya Tzadi Bo. The Gemara itself. Open your Gemaras. Mishnah says Yerach and his Basha will get anoshe in Yesh Babanos and Tamar is a wasu. You need 60 times as much in the Yerach itself. Question: what about the water? What about the other kanas of the pot? Why can't they join in the coalition of 60 times amount of the get anoshe? Rabosai, why not? We said before, whatever submerged in water. Everything's together. So if it fell into the soup, you say everything that the entire soup, whatever's there, counts to 60 to be mevaka whatever fell in. So here the yerech has a gidanash in it. Why can't we count Rabosai every last piece which is in the soup and in the meat and everything towards 60 to be mevaka the gidanash? That's the kasha. What's the answer, Rabosai? Sort of Tosis, I assume you saw this a little bit. What's the answer? Ah, Rabosai. What's the answer? We're not discussing a case of a yerech that's totally submerged in the water. In a chanan, if the yerech was totally submerged in the water from the very beginning, so then we would say that it's not a problem. Everything counts to be mevatel the git. We're talking about a different case. And how different, we'll see in a moment. Take a look. Tosis is, let's chaz what we said before. The rota does not count to be mevatel the gid. For hayel pirish akuntris nicha, the pirish prepare kol abasar, gabe tipas cholov, etc. To come up with Gemara, Rabosai is the Gemara, I hope some of you saw it already by now. It's a thrust of the Gemara, the side of Lomba Tosi. It's a thrust of the Gemara. What's the case, Rabosai? Lo shanu elisha nir v'kisa avalo nir v'kisa chaticha atzma nasis nevelu. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Gemara Kufches. See it inside the Shas. Come on. Don't trust Tosa. See it in Shas. Look inside. Where do you see near Vekisa? Initially, you see it in the Mishnah. Take a look in the Mishnah. Kufches Amrav. Tipas cholav shenaf lalachaticha. Im yesh rabanos en tam ba'osachaticha. Awesome. Okay? All depends on that one piece of meat. Near esakadeira. Im yesh rabanos en tam ba'osachadeira. Awesome. Okay. That'll be awesome. Only no sentama to the entirety of the kedera. Oh, now wait a minute. What do you mean near a kedera? What does near a kedera accomplish? Rashi says near a kedera kufches in the Mishnah. Higis ba miyad kodem shekibla achaticha tam and atipa tashin is arva atipa bekulon. You mix it up with a ladle. Stir. You stir the whole thing up. Then everything gets absorbed from everything else because of the stirring action. Rashi goes on. Yeshua bin osin tabo sekadera koloma ein koach patipa lesser kulon. Elim Ken Yesh Benos and Tam Litim B'Kol HaKadeir. All of its contents, Rabosai. Not going into it now. What about the metal? Is also one of the contents? What do you say? What would you say? The metal also has a benefit. There's interaction with the metal in the soup. Just leave it out for the moment. Rabosai. Let's go slow. So now we're saying over here, Abosai, that if something which is in the kedera, in the soup itself, then everything is mutter, everything counts towards the shishin. So clearly we're not discussing a case over here that the yerech is totally submerged in the water in the soup. Then you count everything towards the shishin. So it must be above the waterline. Here's the big shout of the $64,000 question. What is that? What is that question? How much is above the waterline? Is it totally above the waterline? Or partially above the waterline? I can easily see a case. A side of beef, half in and half out. Chicken, half in and half out. Is that considered in? Is that considered out? This is the famous dispute between whom and whom? Rashi and the Ri. The Ri of the view that if it's partly in and partly out, it's considered to be in. That's it. Rashi says no. Not in. In is totally submerged. If it's half in and half out, it's out. Wait a minute. So according to the Ri, that half in and half out is in, what could be out? How can you imagine the chaticha in the pot, which is out? What's the answer? Basic common sense and logic. It's all out. Who's holding it there? No. The entire chaticha has to be out. No, it's all bishul, it's bashul.
Bottom every time you have water,
it has to be on top, totally on top. How's that possible? What'd you say? I said, come on. Who's ever looked inside a pot in the kitchen? Ever? In your life? You should know the answer. What's the answer?
On top of something else.
Exactly. It's on top of another piece. Piece A is half in and half out. Piece B is completely out. So the water line is here. Potato sticks out above the waterline, and the next potato is totally on top of the first potato. Yeah. Tzadagavah is important. We'll get to that later. But for the moment, Rabos, that's the case. That's what's called chutzurot, because of the Ri. It's perched on top of another piece or two that are half in and half out. Rabos, I see in your eyes, you're not following me completely. The only one reason, you're all smart enough. You didn't have enough time, okay, with other things, to spend preparing the Maamar Kamos. This is very important. They have a few lines salad, the first few lines in the Maamar Kamos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The whole, it's just, you don't need another book. It's all in this one sefer. You need a few hours to get through it. Hours of concentration. Once you get through the Maamar Kamos in this sefer, you'll be much better equipped to understand everything that's going on in the Shiurim and the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm asking you if you have a chance to put in time. There's rumors of storms, rumored storms. Okay, I both said believe that it'll be Shia tomorrow.
School was canceled. They just sent out something.
It's irrelevant. I'm telling you right now. You can email everybody that believe that it'll be Shia tomorrow. Now, if I can't get in from Riverdale, there will not be Shia tomorrow. But I've gotten through snowstorms. Well, I can only take the train if they're shutting down the trains, I'm told. What? No. I could do that. That's right. I could do that. You? Okay, you know what? Okay, if there's power, there's going to be Shia no matter what. I hope to be here in the flesh. I hope to be here. Hope to be here. I can even walk from Riverdale. I can. You're all invited to walk to my house for Shabbos. No problem. Anytime you want to come for a meal, you can walk, and I'll give you lunch. You can come for supper. You can walk back. It's an hour walk. I don't think it'd be nice to walk tomorrow in an hour. I don't plan to do that. Then come by car. But again, if there are trees and they're blocking all the roads, I don't have to walk. I plan to walk. Again, that depends on how bad it really gets. But everyone should expect to be Shia Torah. But just in case, Chas V'Shol, there's no There's no power. I'll Skype it in. So that's gonna be expect the Shia tomorrow, okay? But for some crazy reason they won't. Doesn't apply to you. You sit and learn about Smoda Tsuma from 9 to 3, and there's no college for tomorrow, right? I withdraw that. You sit and learn tomorrow from 9 to 6, 9 to 9. You have an opportunity to learn more. You learn. Look at this. It's a storm. What's it called? Sandy. Sandy, we love you, Sandy. You gave opportunity for the Talmidim to learn about Smoda Tsuma. By the time Sandy leaves, you should be Bucky in these Marmakons. I'm serious. You're getting a freebie. You know, I always say take a class seriously. I say it again. There's no class. I take it seriously. There's nothing to take. Karabosai, so you have an assignment to get through these Marmakons well. To go through them, understand them, review them. Some of it's repetitive, I agree. Dafka, but it's important to get. That's why you look at me funny, because you haven't had time yet to go through the Marmakons. But I'm patient. We'll go over it a few more times. For the Machlokas, Rashi, and the, yes, sir.
According to the sheet of 3, I don't understand how that's Bishul, the second piece at all. It's not Bishul at all.
Very good question. Why is that called Bishul? Yerech Shen is Bashul Bagir Anoshe. Right? Yesh doesn't tam. Harezu Asura. What's the case? If it's perched on top of a few other pieces, it's not called, it shouldn't be called as Bashul at all. That's an excellent question. And that's what led Rashi to his conclusion. Rashi's always the biggest Pashtun. Rashi is always the biggest Pashtun. Never count Rashi out. Don't count me. Rashi always is the biggest Pashtun. Okay? Yes, sir.
We said that about the Rushan, it has to be in dry heat, otherwise it's steaming.
We'll get to that. So. We'll get to that. Let's go slow. Let's take a look at Rabosai back at our Tosis. Come on. Sadi over my base. Take that back. We should really look at the Gemara first. The Gemara doesn't exist. So if you look Os Chaf in the Os Vada, Lo Nimtza Kein, Lo Matzasi, Elik Tzas HaMechuvan Bazeh, Nimtza L'Kamon Kuf Chesem Edbeis. Let's take a look at Kuf Chesem Edbeis, which is presumably what they're referring to. Those actual words are not found in Talmud Bavli. That's what it says. Okay, well, who are we to argue with the Mesoras HaShas on the side here? In our edition, you won't find those actual words. What will you find, Rabbi Osai? Look towards the very bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Okay? The Tanya. Tipas Cholo Shenofla Achaticha, Keva Shenosta Tam Bechaticha, Achaticha Atzman Asas Devela, Voseres Kol Achaticha Skul Meshemina. This is what Tosus is referring to. It's Rabbi Yehuda said. It says, Amar Rabbi, near the Rabbi Yehuda, b'shalo near, b'shalo kisa. Okay, b'shalo near, b'lo kisa. Lo near, b'lo kisa, Rabbi Osai. In that kind of a case, what do we think of Rabbi Yehuda? Chaticha nasa nevela, voseres kol chaticha tchul meshen mina. According to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is not botel. Very, very basic stuff, Rabbi Osai. Says the Gemara, this is when it comes to the crunch time, the very end of Tzadi, of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Mylo near Velokisa. In which case, Abiyud is right. Ilei Mylo near Klal Velokisa Klal, Mivla Bola Miflet Lo Polit. What does that mean? What does all of this mean? Let's read Rashi. We're in the wide lines on the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis in Rashi. Nier. Hegis ba b'megis. What is a megis, Rabbi Osai? A stirrer. Right? You stir it with a stirrer. Hamenayres HaKedera, says Rashi. Mispashe Rata b'kula. V'chena mechasa osa. What does mechasa osa? What does it mean, mechasa osa? What do you do? I want to translate Mechasa Osa. What does it mean? Give me a translation of the words. I want you to translate the words. What does Mechasa Osa mean? You cover it. Ah. It is a Hebrew word which is Lashon Nekeva. What is the Hebrew word Lashon Nekeva that Rashi is referring to? Raise your hand if you think you know. It's a Hebrew word. And it's Lashon Nekeva. And you're covering it. What is it? Correct. Kedera? You're covering the pot. That's Pasha Pshat. Right? That's the only word which is, exists in the previous phrase. Hamanaris ha-kedera espasha latam bekula chena mechasa osa the kedera. Why? Meshamei ha-shulayim olin ad piha v'yordin. Rabosai, if you cover a pot, what happens underneath that cover? Who knows? You can't put your nose in there. What goes on under a covered pot? What? What's on there? Filled with what? Steam, a heavy steam. Did you ever have an opportunity to uncover a pot which is very hot? What happens? The steam's come flying out. White, visible steam. Who has never seen that in his whole life? Who has never seen a pot being uncovered and steam comes out? Baruch Hashem, my tamino are not so out of the kitchen as old time men used to be. You guys have an education. Baruch Hashem, men of the world, men of the kitchen, a little bit. Now, I would try to stay away. Okay. The Rashi says. Okay, says Rashi, right there, Ilem alon near klal, amay nesaros acheros, mivla bolo hahi chaticha, miflit lo polit, ba'acheros, es tam acholov, sha'acholov, bigago shel chaticha hava. Whee! The roof. I've seen many chatichas, I've never seen a roof. What does the roof mean? What does the roof of the chaticha mean?
Top part.
As opposed to what? The bottom part. Now, why distinguishing the top part and the bottom part? Rabbi Osai, what's that? No. Where's the line in the top and the bottom? Where is it?
Waterline.
That's how we know that Rashi is referring to a case where half in and half out. So the case of the Mishnah is half in and half out, and yet we suggest that the top part can become have a possibility of no near betchila, but near besof. And what happens? It's a serious problem. A serious problem. Because first the top becomes also, and then the bottom becomes also from it. This is Rashi's pshat nesugya. We now understand why Rashi says that in order to avoid any problems, the water on the steam has to go all the way up to where? To where? To the roof of the pot, right? Me'a shulayim olin ad piya v'yordin. It's all one big entity. So therefore, if it's near, at that point in time, it's one big entity. This is Shitas Rashi. And as a matter of fact, how do you achieve the near? Rashi just said, near means hegispa. You stir it. How does that help, the stirring? How does the stirring help? Well, how does stirring help to achieve this result? How does near help to achieve this result? What does near mean? You stir it around. Right? Stir it around. Oh. When you do this, Rabbi Osai, when you stir it around, it creates agitation. And steam comes up. It's Rashi's pshat. The re disagrees completely. Let's take a look back on our Tosfos for a moment. Sadi Yehovah Midbeis. We both have to hang in there. Sadi Yehovah Midbeis. What does it say? It's Chazar again. U'pirish b'kuntres t'chinir akdera molech u'atipa b'chol akdera u'meseyeh kol mashe b'tocho levat l'atipa v'chen ki kisa akdera olos ha'resichos mishulei l'piyo. Not exactly sure the mashma keeps spending so much time. Mashma, Mashma, Rabosai. Mashma. That's the most important word of the Tosfos, is mashma. Shiratzalomar. Shafilu mehachaticha shenoflo atipoleo. He miktsasa besocha rotev. Half in, half out. Ilo nir vechisa. Ein misayeya harota vechaticha sacheres levatla. Umarihocha vishlo nir vechisa. So according to Rashi, everything's perfect. What happened? What happened, Rabosai? It's half in, it's half out, and you still require 60 times in the Yerech itself. We don't count the soup, because it's half in and half out. You don't count the soup to be Mevat L'Beshish. This is Shitas Rashi. What exactly is this mashma? What exactly is this mashma? The answer, I believe, Rabosai, is that according to the Ri, see the Ri in a second, Uluri Nira, the Kshachaticha Shanafal Yisraelel, he miktsasa berotev, lo beina near vikisa. No, half in is considered in. Vahasa Mari, Kshachaticha Kula, chutz the rotev. The oz ain't mispashin elaba near vikisa. Then, if it's Kula chutz the rotev, you require a near vikisa in order to achieve this hispash, this is spreading. And how would you achieve it? Have a matzah the meimar lo shonu ela bechaticha miktsasa berotev. Yeah, what did the Gemara say? In fact, lo shonu ela shenu special ba, etc. etc. You could have said bechaticha miktsasa berotev ela milsa de psika leinaka the kshenir vikisa the oz bechal inyan harotev mechase kol achatichas. Vafilu hois originally kula chaticha chutz lerotev. You have near vikisa, it covers. What do you mean near vikisa? Covers what? Do you have to cover to the roof of the pot? Yes or no? What would you say according to the read? Do you have to have the steam go to the roof of the pot? Yes or no? Do you have to have the agitation cause steam to the roof of the pot? Yes or no? What do you say? Hello? What would you say, according to the Ri? Must everything be covered? The whole, everything till the top of the pot? No, how much must be covered? The chaticha. The chaticha itself. Who said so beferish? The Mordechai. Take a look at Rabosai in the Mordechai. The Mordechai is a tough reish tzadi. Tough reish tzadi. Give a look. Tough reish tzadi. Those who have my edition that's actually, you know, legible in big print. Tough Reish Tzadi. It's on page Chof Aleph. Mordechai says about the seventh line, Tov Reish Tzadi. V'yem achakach nir esagdeir v'kaf v'yidei zeh nichnas hachaticha b'soch harotev sorach shishim b'kadeiro levatlas kolos hachaticha neseres. Wow, Rabosai. What does nir mean? Nir doesn't mean it's steamed to the top, to the roof. No. Nir means you took a chaticha, which is which was previously totally above the waterline, and you submerged it. It's not even clear to me how much you submerged. Who's good in Hebrew language? What exactly did the Mordechai say? He said, Nir esakdir bekaf, v'yadezeh, Nichnas hachaticha b'toch harotev. What does that mean? It went in. All or part? What do you say? How do you read this? It went all in or partly in? Nichnas went in. You know, it doesn't say that necessarily went all the way in. Get to that a little bit later. This is Shitas HaRi. So the Ri Rabosai, let me explain to what's going on over here. The Ri understood, near of a kisa means you're submerging the piece under the water, either by stirring a little bit or by covering it. Pour more water, whatever you happen to do. You push it down, as the case may be. Okay? Well, that's all it means. The mailer of Osai. If that's the case, this is very important. If that's the case, according to the Re, the entire piece could very well have been above the waterline. It won't help it at all. The minute you submerge it under the water, right away, there's going to be absorption through and through. If you submerge it totally, for sure. Maybe if you submerge it partially, which we had a discussion what the Mordechai meant when he's saying, according to this particular opinion. But according to Shitas Rashi, what does Rashi say, Rav Osai? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Rashi says like this. Rashi says, near the kisui does not mean you're putting it under the water. No way. No. Not under the water. Near the kisui, we know what it means. Cover the pot, not cover the meat. And near means agitate. Doesn't mean, in effect, submerge. Perhaps, according to Rashi, the assumption is the only way that's going to work is that the chaticha is half in and half out. So half in and half out is considered out. But if you have, in combination with it's partially in, you also have the fact that the pot is covered and the steam flowing around, or you agitate it a little bit, that is then considered to be in. That's going to go from the top on top of the line to the part that's from the top to the bottom, or the bottom to the top, as the case may be. That's what I suggest. That's how Tosus knew. How did Tosus know from Rashi? It's half in and half out. Rashi never said it beferish. So again, let's turn to the Marasha, the first place to look. Marasha. Marasha is going to tell us how we're supposed to know from Rashi that it's half in and half out. He never said it beferish. The Marasha says over here, it's page Kuf Tetzvav in our Marasha print. It's one of my edition. Mashma, Hochi Mashma, says the Marasha, the Marasha Kosov, the Olos Haresichos Mishuleho Lepia, V'lo Sagile B'mala Resicha B'miktas HaChaticha. Rabosai, it's not enough. Mala Resicha B'miktas HaChaticha. Look at Agos Oshri, V'kalahovim, we'll see Agos Oshri soon. On the start, it says, look on the Bach. This is Osei, says, look on the Bach. You're a dead Sadi base. Those who have the green book, please open to the Bach. There's going to be a lot of Tur and Bach and Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe. Let's get used to it. Let's take a look at the Bach. Simin Tzadi Beis. In the green book, Rabbi Osai, it's page Kuvov. Kosev Beis Yosef. Masha Kosev Rabbeinu B'Shem Rashi. Rabbeinu is a Tur named Rashi. Ein Emavua Kolkach. How do you see that Rashi said this? How do you see? No. How did Tosas saw it? How did Tosas know? They got it from Rashi, Kuf Chesem and Beis. The Chinir HaKadeira Molechu HaTipa B'chol HaKadeira U'Mesayeh Kol Masha B'soch HaLevat HaTipa V'chen Ki Kisa. I'm now on page Kuf Zion in this print in the green book. HaKadeira, the Bach. Beis Chodesh, a Bach. Olos Resichos Mishulei Lepia Umolichos Hatiba Bechol Akdei Akal Lashono. Alma! Look at the Bach explains. The V'miktsasa Chutz Rotev, if it's some in and some out, Ein HaKol Mitztarev. Ula Hachi Be'inon Sheresicha Tala Mishuleha Lepia to the top. Ilu Lepirish Ri Lo Be'inon Ela Shetal haresicha arachaticha shechutzerotev v'chein v'nir lo tzorech al lenar shechaticha shayisat kula chutzerotev shetehel, what he says now, miktsasa tocharotev. That's how we learn pshat in the Mordechai. Nichas bitoch doesn't mean fully, even partially. Okay. And he found the Rashi even more beferish. What's that? Ileim alo nir v'chule. Alma nesora sa acheres mivla bola ha'hu chatikha mifat lo polit v'acheres im es tam achelev cholev shetit cholev b'gago shel chatikha hava. Gago, what's the gag mean, Rabbi Osai? What? The roof. V'yam esfir leke pirishri tachatikha kula chutzerotev lorit sorach lefarish. That cholov begagel shel chaticha could be an entire chaticha for all we know. Still, we'll go to the next chaticha. Elavadai shemefarish lo b'miktosa tocha rotev b'miktosa chuster rotev. Well, the fichak tzorach lefarish that piapua in mispashet ela over the gagel shel chaticha, the roof over the water. The moya mispashet b'cholah chaticha im kein be'agiyah lerotev the water line harotev mavliya b'cholah kadera. Ad kan the Bach. So the Bach is telling us exactly how Tosas knew where Rashi Shita was in opposition to Shita's Shita's Hari. I will say you have to review this a few more times, make sure you look at this Bach a few more times between now and tomorrow. You'll understand better what we're talking about. This is the Bach Shita. Fine. So according to the Re, once we're on this page, let's look at the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe is written by the Ramah. And the Darkei Moshe here in our Simon Sadi base. In this edition, for some funny reason, it's on the side. When I grew up, Darkei Moshe was on the bottom. But I guess in this edition, they put it on the side. You didn't have Darkei Moshe Aruch. So over here, Rabbi Osai, I'm going to read the Darkei Moshe HaKotzer. That's one that everybody has. If you have a different version of the tour, you'll see it there as well. Oz Beis. Everyone sees it. If you have my edition, the green book, Kuv Zayin on the left-hand margin on top, Oz Beis. The last seven lines. Yesh v'stapik v'dvarov marotza lomar b'zesh omar avalam hoysa no gaz b'chaverta v'chule. He rotza lomar davka l'svaras ri t'lechatchila hayamunach kula chutz l'rotev v'nesa. That's what we said before, according to the read. V'lochein emunach achakach miktsosu berotev nesru kulon afilu belonir v'kisa. Doris viole, turn the page kufches. Doris viole, da afilu ayadei miktsos rotev mispashet b'chol akadeim. Stop right here. So the Darkei Moshe is saying that according to the read, with the case of the Gemara where it's fully out of the water, and now if you submerge it partially in the water, it's going to cause a problem for the rest of the pot, even if low near the Kisa. Can I interject? May I? Do you mind if I interject? What we said before? That is near the Kisa. Like a motion, it's even without near the Kisa. That is near the Kisa. We saw the Mordechai. The Mordechai said the definition of near the Kisa, according to the Reem, is submerging it in the water, perhaps even partially restored. That is near v'kisa. So he says that's without near v'kisa. I'm suggesting that's itself near v'kisa. That's what the Mordechai said. That's what the Mordechai says. That's what I understood. But now, Rabbi Osai, once you have the Mordechai open, let's see one more line, which is coming attractions for tomorrow. I never got to answer my original point. Remember I told you about the thing being out of the pot instead of out of the water? Remember I told you that? You should have to get it before she is over. Tomorrow before she is over, believe that. Then we do just some calming attractions in that same Mordechai, and we'll see what we're talking about. You may recall we saw a whole Gemara about something which is Shomein as having a unique status. Shomein is Mifapeya, remember that? Oh. Take a look over here in Tov Reish Tzadi. That's where we left off in that Mordechai before. Look inside, please. Tov Reish Tzadi in the Mordechai. We had it before, that according to this, at the beginning, which goes according to the Re. Near v'kisa means just letting it go under the water. Look what he says. Look, it's very, very important. Again, u'mehocho mashma shecholo mefapeh b'cholachaticha d'i b'miktos agredo. The cholo only goes into part of the piece of meat. Kinami near v'kisa, amai tzorech shishim, Levatel kol achaticha. Halo lo nesra kula. Only the milk stayed on top. Okay. So what's he saying? He's saying if you mix things up, the milk will get into the entire chaticha. It's 60 times the chaticha, as the Gemara seems to indicate. Ushmamina goes on the Mordechai. The Isra nivla bechaticha, something which is only absorbed in a piece. Eino holech mimena ki im ayadei rotev shemolech ablia chutzala aval yovesh lo azla ablia afili yesh chaticha acheres nogela eino oseres osa. This is called in the words of the poskim, famous expression. Ein balua yotze mechaticha lechaticha belo rotev. Whatever's absorbed in A can't get into B unless it's submerged in water. And he explains why. The im is spashed mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. Kinami ain shishim mechaticha rishona. Lama lo yisayu levata lehatipa. Ga mechaticha sachere shenogisba. Hey! Let all the chatichas join together, bandied together. With this one chaticha that's outside the water. And then they all join in one big effort to cancel out the chol of butter b'shishim. Dimishum shenetzra achas tchila nasas kul nevela. First part of today's shir. Make this kind of a dovuk. Umishamachi tzorak shishim levat the chol haticha. Im kain, he says, afilu below near v'kisa nami nesra kula v'tzorak shishim levat lachaticha rishona. Yeah. This is what he's suggesting over here. This is what he suggests. Now, it takes a little bit to understand what he's saying. We'll review it a few more times. But this is what the Mordechai is saying over here in Siman Tov, Reish, Tzadi. Very, 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 very important. Very important. Now, the big question will be, what about a Dover Shomein? Dover Shomein has its own unique properties. Whereas Betzli, a plain item, is only contained in Tila. A Dover Shomein is Bekulo. What would you say? Is Dover Shomein Mifapea Mechaticha Lechaticha below Rotev? I expect nobody to know the answer to that question. How are you supposed to know? How are you going to know? We know from the Gemara Tzadi Zayin and off the top line, Shani Chelev de Mifapea. Normally things only go Kedena Tila, Chelev goes straight to the whole Chaticha. Good? Is Chelev also an exception to this rule we just learned? We just learned the rule. And Belua Yotze Mechaticha Lechaticha below Rotev. You see it from our Gemara. The question is Dover Shomein an exception to that rule as well? If I pay Lechaticha Lechaticha below Rotev. That's my question. And you're not expecting all the answer? Svar? We all have Svars. I don't expect any audience, but I'm out of time. I will say, even a few minutes over, I'm sorry. But also, we got our feet wet. We're made from basar, we're basar badam. I got our feet a little to the cholov, to the milk. And now we're into the sugya, Rabbosai. And as I said before, we'll be here tomorrow. We have no class to worry about.